What is your name? What is your name? What is my name? Good question, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. What is my name? Henry, one of our dear friends, sent us a little notice in the email about a rabbi. And this rabbi had dreamed that he died and went to heaven. And in heaven, the angels asked him a question that startled him. They didn't ask him, why was he not someone else? But they said to him, why were you not yourself? And this clearly perplexed him, as it does most of us. It perplexes us from the point of view that we think, well, we are ourselves. What else could we be? What else could we do than be ourselves? We could only be ourselves. We cannot be anybody else. But that's true, and it's false. The primary objective of our life has been to emulate someone else, to have mentors, to have people who show us the pathway and then try to be like them, to try to be like the great thinkers or the great beings or the great divas of the world. If you have an artistic talent, you want to be like the person who is top of the field. And you forget all about the idea that they were at the bottom of the field at one time too. And they were excited about whatever that field of artistic talent was that they were following. You and I are like this too. We are excited about the artistic talent that we are following. We are excited about being who we are. I continually suggest to our students that they be themselves and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. But they say, yes, but maybe that being myself is not so good. Well, is there a better show in town than the one that you're putting on? Being yourself and having fun? Is there a better activity than being yourself and having fun? Are you the finest person that you can possibly be? And if you're not the finest person you can possibly be, then what is that that you're holding up to yourself as a guide or a judgment? If you say, well, Jesus was much better than I was, well, I guess we can't fault that, but that's not the question. Let's just say, is there anyone in your personal world, is there anyone in the world that you live with, that you know about, who is better than you are? Oh, yes, lots of people. Well, what are they better at? Are they better at being you than you are? Is there anyone who goes around with your name and says, I am your name, and then I am me, and they're better than you are? Now you find that no one does that. Each one of us is a very special, very unique, very wonderful, very marvelous being. Each one of us is something so spectacular that there is no way to even say what it is. You cannot say what it is. I am me. Now, who is that me? I am a friendly guy. I am a loving person. I am a thoughtful person. I'm a fun person. But all these things are relative to the outer. Now, who is me relative to the me, the inner me? Do I just soar into an ecstasy when I hear beautiful music or hear lovely poetry? When I see a little child smile, do I just feel that, oh, golly, isn't that lovely? Isn't that beautiful? And when I am petting my dog, and my dog snuggles in close to me, do I feel like I'm just one of the most wonderful people on the face of the earth? No matter what I'm doing, when I'm doing something that is concerning me, that I am involved in, that I am participating in, that it is me, then it's very, very wonderful. If someone said to you, after you had just hugged your dog and your dog snuggled back with you and you just felt so peaceful about it, they said, "Have you ever known a moment of bliss?" And if you're wise, you'll say, "Oh, yes, I just had a moment of bliss when I was snuggling my dog." A moment of bliss? We call a snuggle with a dog such a mundane activity of our life a moment of bliss? Well, yes, indeed. That's a moment of bliss. The only moments of bliss that we will ever know are those moments where we are being ourselves and having fun. The only moments of bliss that we'll ever understand are where we are enjoying our own company. Now, this great rabbi who was asked in his dream by the angel upon his death, you know, "Were you yourself?" And they named his name, "Were you yourself?" And he had to say, no. He was always studying others. He was always studying Moses. He was always studying the great prophets. He was always studying somebody else. He was always listening to what other people had said. And he never took time to really go within himself and listen to himself because he didn't think he was worthwhile. He thought it was a mundane thing to think about his own inner self. He thought it was a mundane thing to hug and snuggle his dog, or maybe even his children. If he had children, he did. Now, we miss the point, we miss the boat, we miss the opportunity so many times by going around life and looking in the outer for what we will only find on the inner. Now, it doesn't mean that secret place within that you never go, that you never are in. It doesn't mean that secret inner part of you that you wish you knew and you wish you could be. It's that part of you where you are spending the majority of your thinking time of your life, if not all of the thinking time of your life. It's the place where you always dwell. It's the place where you are every moment of your life. When you are happy, you are being yourself and having fun. When you are unhappy, you are being yourself and having fun. You're enjoying yourself being unhappy because that's something you feel is worthwhile putting your attention on. Now, when the Buddha went into his state of bliss, he went into a state of bliss after doing much that was damaging to his body, much that was damaging to his mind, much that was damaging to his world. He was putting himself down. He was flagellating himself. He was telling himself that he was nothing, that he was nothing. And then in his blissful state, he found that he was everything. He found that life was to be lived as an adventure of joy and peace and harmony, of magic and music. Life was to be lived in a very wonderful, beautiful way. And so he began to live his life in a beautiful, wonderful way. But once again, he got tangled up. Yes, the Buddha got tangled up. Once again, he got tangled up. He got tangled up in doing for others. Because others came to him like they come to the Messiah and they say, "Teach us, show us, help us, lift us, heal us." And the Buddha got tied into that. And instead of just being himself and having fun and enjoying what he was doing, he took on the task of sharing what he believed with others as though it were something so noble and something so wonderful. But you see, we all forget. We cannot teach another. We cannot share with another. We cannot tell another. We cannot be a guru or a mentor or anything for another because the moment we are playing that role, we are not being ourselves. We are showing someone else how to be who we are. And if we ever think we can show someone else how to be who we are so mistaken. I hug my dog, my big old golden retriever, Rex, and he snuggles into my arms, and he just is so happy there. And he will push himself against me, and he'll say, "Come on, don't give up there." And when I hug him, I like it. When I hug him, he likes it. But when he hugs himself, he likes it. And when he hugs me, he likes it. And when he hugs me, I like it. I create him hugging me. I create myself hugging him. I don't need it. I don't want it. I just enjoy it. It's being myself and having fun. Being myself and having fun is finding every huggable relationship in the entire universe, which comes out of my heart. Being myself and having fun is doing all those things that are a delight and joy to me. I may get up on the ski slope and fall down as I'm trying to ski down the ski slope, and I may flitter and hither and yon and just make a miserable affair of it for everybody else who's looking on, but I am having the time of my life. I am doing something that I always said I wanted to do, and now I'm doing it. Now, the more I do it, the more excellent I'll become, and the more fun. But to be sure, I will never have that experience again, that blissful experience when I first got the skis on and went down the hill and, oh, wow, man, this is great. And it'll never be again, because every new time I go down the hill is a new experience. It's a new bliss. It's a new delight. Being myself and having fun. And if I ever try to think back on my first experience of going down the hill, I just remember it was fun, but I don't remember it anymore because I have covered it over with all of the training and all of the talent and all of the skill that I developed to go down the ski slopes and do it in a, quote, proper way. The first way I went down, the first improper way, is a way that I'll never forget because it was so filled with thrilling excitement, delight, with the magic of being myself and having fun. All of life is like this. As we walk down the street and we're singing our hearts out, and someone comes along and says, "What are you crying about? What are you bellowing about?" And you say, "I'm singing my song." Singing, my God. Don't you know what singing means? And you say, "Yes, I do. What I'm doing is singing." Well, you see, we don't need to draw people into our world. We don't need to draw people into our experience who don't understand what being ourselves and having fun is all about. We create people in our world who are themselves being themselves and having fun, who are themselves cognizant of what it is like to have that first experience down the ski slope, to have that first experience in bliss that the Buddha had when he went under the boa tree, when he decided, "Hey, I'm not benefiting myself one little bit by going out and flagellating myself, by going out and following other teachings. I'm going to just listen within and follow myself and be myself and have fun." And that's what he did. And this is what every fulfilled person on the face of the earth does. When a man comes home from work after a very busy day and he says to himself, "I am going to be with my family." And he walks in the door, and there is his wife and his children, and they greet him with all the love in the world. And he doesn't tell them, "Were you good? Were you bad? Did you clean the house? Did you do this?" That is unimportant. The only thing that's important is to be himself and have fun. And he says, "Oh, it's so good to be with my family." And the family rushes to bring his slippers. They rush to bring him a hug. They rush to bring him love. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what the rabbi was asked by the angels. Were you yourself? And that's what we are asked by the divine within us. Are you yourself? Or are you trying to pretend that you're something else? To be yourself doesn't mean you have to be some tremendously brilliant being. It doesn't mean you have to have some great skills in art and crafts. It doesn't mean that you have to do anything special. It just means that you have to hug your dog and let your dog hug you. You have to reach down and reach for your dog, and your dog's not afraid you're going to spank him or that you're going to do something, make him unhappy. He wants to come to you. His tail is wagging a million miles an hour, and he's coming at you, and he's saying, I'm here, I'm here. I'm glad you're home. Oh, I'm glad you're home. And when the wife comes in from grocery shopping, and the children are playing in the yard, oh, Mommy, you're home, you're home. Oh, Mommy, it's so nice when you're home. Oh, Mommy. Well, that's bliss. I tell you, that's bliss. And when Mommy stops doing what she's doing, the groceries are in the car, and they came all the way from the grocery store to the house. They can wait a moment longer while you hug your children, while you take a moment, even 10 moments, even half an hour, and talk to them and say, what were you doing? Were you having fun? Oh, it's so nice to be home. Oh, my family is so wonderful to me, so dear to me. That's bliss. That's what it's all about. That's being yourself and having fun. That's taking time for the really worthwhile things. Then you can go in the house, or you can even have the children. Hey, you guys go to give me a hand, put this stuff all away, and then we can talk some more. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And so they grab all the groceries instead of letting you carry them in by yourself, which is what you planned to do because you thought that's a normal thing to do. And in no time, all the groceries were put away in their proper place, and you're all sitting on the living room floor, and you're crawling around there, and you're playing your games, and you're talking, and you're rolling around on the floor like a bunch of little kittens, and you're just as happy as can be. Be yourself and have fun. Life is so filled with the magic of living, the magic of being. Life is so filled with the magic of being yourself and having fun, if you'll just be it. It's not being somebody else. It's not living in someone else's expectation. It's not walking down the pathway, down the road, down the street in somebody else's shoes. It's walking in your own. Do you have the ability, do you have the confidence in yourself to say, I'm worthwhile giving my attention to myself. I'm worthwhile being myself and having fun. It's worthwhile. Are the groceries that important that they can't wait a moment? Are the groceries that important that maybe the kids maybe give me a hand, put them away? Sure, they get into the wrong shelves, they get into the wrong places, but the thing is, we all did what we could, and we're all having fun together. These little things that seem so unimportant, they're the things that make the world go round. They're the things that make our life so wonderfully, joyfully, fabulously important. They're the things that really make us feel like we are worthwhile, that we are marvelous beings, that we are great and glorious beings. Be yourself and have fun. Everyone knows how to be themselves and have fun. And anyone can be themselves and have fun. It's all a matter of when do you want to do it? Now or later? And I recommend now is the acceptable time. Now is the time to be myself and have fun. Now is the time to just go out and enjoy life and snuggle up with my dog, snuggle up with my family, snuggle up with all the things that are important in the world and be myself and have fun. That's all that is important. And that's where I stand. And that's who I am. And I like me. So it's not hard to be myself and have fun. I like my world. It's not hard to be myself and have fun. I like everything about me and everything about where I am and who I am and what I am. And that's pretty nice. You can say the same thing if you just change your focus from the outer to the inner, from being yourself and having fun, and at the same time include all of your creation in yourself as a very happy, joyful creation. It's a wonderful thing. Join with me, for I have already joined you with me. I love you. I love you. I love you.